a full-blown war. The southern states withdrew from the Union, while the northern states sought to enforce the Union's authority. The American Civil War was just one of the many dramatic upheavals that would shape the young nation. Lincoln was not a supporter of the war, but a democratic republic could not allow a rebellious minority to hold sway. The South had to be put in its place. As such, the main reason for the war was not originally the liberation of slaves. After Lincoln's Gettysburg Address in 1863, however, it became clear that the president meant to honor the words of the United States Declaration of Independence, that all men were created equal. That meant every single person, regardless of skin color. 1. Colony becomes a nation. 1565 to 1776. A new and unexpected sight greeted Chesapeake Bay's residents in the summer of 1607. English ships had arrived, and their passengers were chopping wood for a new colony. Little did the American Indians know then that the fledgling settlement of helpless, malaria-stricken Britons was the beginning of a whole new nation founded on tobacco, adventure, and an unquenchable thirst for wealth. Had Chief Powhatan known what was to follow, he probably would have given the English colonists at Jamestown even more grief than he did. Hunger was biting hard behind Jamestown's palisades. By the end of the winter of 1609-10, the pale, emaciated settlers of America's eastern coast had long since eaten the colony's livestock and horses. Now they tried to catch cats, dogs, rats, and mice. Some toasted their leather boots, or licked up the blood which hath fallen from their weak fellows, as the colony's governor, George Percy, later reported, presumably referring to the bloody diarrhea caused by dysentery, which was ripping through the colony. According to Percy, the settlers also dug up and ate corpses to satisfy their hunger, and, when no other food was left, began attacking one another. One of our colonists murdered his wife, ripped the child out of her womb and threw it into the river, and after, chopped the mother in pieces and salted her for his food, the same not being discovered before he had eaten part thereof. Chief, fed up with English. The starving time, as that winter became known, killed three-quarters of the 240 colonists living in Jamestown at the time. Many had already died during the summer, victims of the millions of malaria-carrying mosquitoes that infested the swampland, or the stagnant, excrement-laden drinking water. By autumn, the population was also slowly being thinned by violent encounters with the area's indigenous inhabitants. Native American Chief Powhatan had had enough of the English, who had arrived in Virginia's Chesapeake Bay in 1607. They were a mix of wealthy gentlemen, greedy for gold, and indentured servants. The latter were desperately poor individuals who had sold their labor for 7 years to pay for the crossing. The gentlemen considered manual labor to be beneath them and were unused to physical work. The colony, therefore, relied heavily on the native people for food. As Captain John Smith, the colony's leader from 1608 to 1609, later wrote, "Though there be fish in the sea, fowls in the air, and beasts in the wood, their bounds are so large, they are so wild, and we so weak and ignorant, we cannot much trouble them." He also admitted, in a letter to Queen Anne in 1617, that, "had the savages not fed us, we directly would have starved." Green Captain was skinned. As one of the East Coast's most powerful chiefs, Powhatan had initially seen opportunities to trade his food with the English for metal tools, copper and glass beads, which he could barter for greater wealth with tribes further inland. The military man, John Smith, understood and admired the chief's tactics and strategic acumen, and the two negotiated for food and goods in the early years, using both threats and hostage-taking to accomplish their ends. In the summer of 1609, however, John Smith was injured in an accident and had to return to London. Instead, the inexperienced nobleman George Percy took over relations with the Native Americans. Around the same time, Powhatan realized that the white man intended to stay in Virginia rather than sail back home. He decided to try to expel them by force.